All right. Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome. This is The Buzz, Studio W Buzz, StudioWBuzz.com. And you know what time it is. That's right. You know what time it is. It is time for Monday Night Madness. Those of you who are tuned in earlier, you know we're doing a little medley. Well, we're playing entire songs of that Smokey collection, songs from his collections. Let's see, the last one. Let's see, what was that? Wow, the wedding
song.
The wedding song. Before that, Virgin Man, I am, Sweet Harmony, Baby, Come Close. Yes. So, last week, if you're listening last week, we did part one. It's a tribute to that golden voice of Mr. Smokey Robinson himself. And I think he turned, 83
back in February.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Amazing. And look, it sounds as good. I haven't heard the new album yet. You sent it. Okay. I haven't had a chance to listen to it. So it's going to be a treat.
Guess what?
Oh, you have, haven't you?
No, I haven't. Believe it or not, no, I want tonight to be an experience for me. Planet Earth, I have not played it yet. Had it since Saturday morning.
Okay.
But have not played it. So we are literally going to get into a groove.
This is going to be very interesting. I could have sworn. I said, now the professor's heard these songs, right? I haven't heard them.
No, I want the experience.
Hey, I'm with you, brother. I'm with you on that. So, it's part now. What are they going to experience? Because it was the release of
Gasms.
Gasms, and that came out last Thursday, Friday?
Friday.
Last Friday. Mm-hmm. You got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I can't believe you weren't tempted to just, but hey, I love it. Hey, it's Monday Night Madness, folks, and what we're going to do, why don't we switch over, Professor, like we talked about pre-broadcast.
Yes.
And we're going to experience this. Ladies and gentlemen, if you like the song, hey, why don't you drop us a line? Like, we're on Facebook, under Studio W Buzz, William A. Brown. Oh, Studio W underscore Buzz on Facebook. You are also on William A. Brown, Studio W in parentheses, LinkedIn, and a Twitter. Now, also, let me give you something better than that you can take with you every day, all day long. And that is one of our two free apps. You can have an Android. You can download from Android the Play Store, and you can just type in, I use all caps, Studio W. Put a space between Studio and the W. Mm-hmm. That's simple. Studio W. Mm-hmm. Now, on Apple, studio.w. Okay. Also available on Google Play, Apple CarPlay, and Alexa. Now, I'm going to give you another link to my website, easy enough, studiow.buzz. Studiow.buzz. Oh, it's simple. That way you can reach us anywhere around the globe. Take us with you on cruises over wherever you decide to visit. But anyway, let's get into the CD here.
Okay.
And I'm going to play the first two. Then we're going to come back with a little more commentary. And drop us a line somewhere. You can send me a text, 909-910-0265. Let me know what you think. Again, that's 909-910-0265.
Ladies and gentlemen, behold the new sounds from William Smokey Robinson in its entirety, with a little interjection from the WB and myself here and there. Here it is, Gasms.
Every kind of gasm in the book. orgasm. Every time I take a look, you give me gasm. I gasm. You're the one responsible for my gasm. Gasm, gasm. Gasm, gasm. My eardrums start to quiver. It's a sexy sound, makes my love come down, and I know you can deliver. Any kind of gasm on the list. The gasms you don't give me, I don't think exist. You give me gasms. I'm You make me feel like everything's okay every day. Yes. You make me feel like everything's alright every night. Okay every day. Alright every night. It's gonna be
Golden voice, Smokey Robinson.
That production.
That one. Yes, yes, yes. Folks, I hope you're tuned in. We played the first two songs off of the Gasm's album. And where I counted here, since it's so new, they will give you the number of plays so far and total so far.
Yeah.
Then this is not, I'm sure, not including people who purchased the album. I got 130,000.
What?
130,000 plays off of this. Different songs. Okay. Now it's broken down to each song though.
Yeah.
Okay. Gasms, had 7,350 plays so far.
That is great.
But the song, and I'm going to tell you what, that I would put over Gasms, is the one we just played, How You Make Me Feel.
It's a great
that had
song. I like that piano.
I like Smokey's voice there too.
Oh my
God. It was.
You want to talk about voice? You hear his voice on Gasms? And I was blown away because, okay, Paul McCartney is 80 and people are complaining on this latest tour, the state of his voice, that he doesn't have it anymore. Have you heard Crosby, Stills, and Nash last tour?
No, I have not.
Okay. They were in their late 70s.
Okay.
And it was...
Not...
No. But this man at 83?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, absolutely.
God!
Absolutely. Whew. This song, like I said... This one had 31,791 plays so far right here.
How You Make Me Feel? Wow.
No, it had,
the song.
When I heard this, when they hit the first chords, when they hit the first note, when Smokey sang the first note, okay, I said, okay, this is it. I felt the groove, and it was almost like, the band warms up and they have this groove going on and the vocalist has to do his thing and just come on in. And this is what Smokey did on that one. How You Make Me Feel. And I like that one better than I did Gasms. Now, Gasms is okay. But How You Make Me Feel isn't the most listened to song on this album. Now that said, I mean, I'm just strictly dealing with Spotify. Just Spotify.
Just Spotify.
Mm-hmm. Okay. YouTube, wherever it is, right? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? We only talk about one source right here, Spotify.
It's amazing. It's amazing. You know, if we could, we're able to look at all sources. And this is over one weekend.
This is what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Because how many other media outlets do you have there, including record sales? Anyway, physically buying it or ordering it, however you purchased it or whatever. amazing, 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 amazing stuff.
All right.
Now, I want to get into the highest, the next one is 90. Nope, I'm not going to give that information right away right now.
Okay.
We're going to come back and do this. Hey, you guys are tuned in. Lock it in on StudioWBuzz.com. Professor, we didn't give people any information here on what is Monday Night Madness. Please do the honors.
Yes, you got it. Monday Night Madness. Monday Night Madness is madness. M-A-D-D-N-E-S-S. Madness. Mm-hmm. Madness about what is behind the music. You listen to the music, you hear it go in your ear, but what is behind it? You see, there's a backstory here, and there's a backstory to these people we highlight every week. We take a look at these people, we take a look at where they lived, who they are, the kind of people they are, where they were born, how were they raised, where did they grow up, when did they start composing music, started realizing they had a talent to sing or to play, what was happening in their lives when they were composing this music, what was happening when they were recording this music, what was happening in the studio, what was happening out on the road. Okay, and what was happening in those record companies when they were negotiating those deals? And of course, you have 3 hours. Count them. One, two, three. Hey, three. Man, 3 hours, man, of this music to reminisce from and to just lay back and chill and get into a groove. However, as always,
the cold stone groove.
But with the Studio W disclaimer, please be advised, consider yourself warned that we are not responsible for any broken furniture, broken bones, or additions to families.
New additions.
That's good. That's very, very good. And tonight, I mean,
oh my goodness,
tonight should be proof that age is nothing but a number. You go do you and do what you want to do. Don't you ever allow anyone to tell you that you cannot do something in the stage of life that you are in. And this record proves, if anything, planet Earth, baby boomer generation. Okay? Mm. Be empowered. Be inspired by this.
Kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy. You heard it straight from the professor. Okay? Class is in session.
I want to know your body like it was my own. Mm. All night.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe you need to put on your AC or a fan or something.
I want to know your body like it was my own. Every part. A beautiful sight. I wanna sing about it in a sweet love song. Clever words I wanna write. I wanna make the music all night long while I'm holding you tight. What would be my dream come true is for me to be with you. All the things that we could do, yeah, to make each other feel good. I wanna know your body like it was my own. If it's not asking too much, well, I wanna have your body answer like a telephone in response to my touch. I wanna touch your body with a passion, every curve every line, and I wanna make your body glow from head to toe, light it up like a neon sign. Every time you walk my way, I know what I wanna do, even if I don't know what to say. I'm thinking maybe one day, ooh, we'll make each other feel good.
Yeah. Welcome back. It's Monday Night Madness on Studio W, The Buzz. Tonight we're celebrating and also giving a tribute to the golden voice of none other than Mr. Smokey, William Smokey Robinson.
Yes. May
I add? I've got so many questions that I want to ask, even though I followed him when it was the Miracles, then Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, then Smokey Robinson. So I've been following him ever since.
From the beginning.
Mm-hmm. From the very, very beginning, okay. Along with the Temptations and the whole, mm-hmm. Oh, let's talk about that, Motown. Okay. Oh my goodness. Music Clan there.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about, yep. Just great, great, great stuff. Berry Gordy. Let's see. We can talk about so many things there, but let's talk about Mr. Smokey Robinson. Now, he was the VP at Motown one time, wasn't he?
Yes.
Okay. And then let's talk about this. Then his career just migrated. Like I said, it was the Miracles.
Mm-hmm.
Then it became Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. So I don't know that through that span of time from the beginning between was the Miracles and Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. They were still there at Motown.
Yes, yes, yes. And then, of course, you know, you go into the 70s and he wanted to concentrate on Motown now on an executive basis, and mm-hmm. he just thought that, you know, the showbiz portion of his career, the mm-hmm. performance and recording were done. And then Billy Griffin comes in and takes his place. But that short retirement did not last very, very long. And then
I didn't even think it was a retirement.
It wasn't really know.
I didn't know. I didn't know.
And then, you know, remember when he came back as a solo artist, he really didn't want to do it. You know.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it was very interesting. And he put out a string of records, you know, during that time. And remember Smokey's Family Robinson and all of those. But he wasn't really feeling it.
Ooh. So then when did it turn to, okay, when you have songs like Baby Come Close? Well, he had left Motown then, right? Or had he?
Yes.
And Cruising?
Cruising, no, still.
He was still in Motown.
Yes, 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 yes. But when it turned around for him as far as his motivation, Quiet Storm, 1975.
Oh.
That record.
That was it.
That just kind of turned things around. Then it was sort of another kind of, I don't want to call it a slump, but just a uneventful period.
Uh-huh.
And then around 80, do you remember the singer Kim Carnes.
Yes,
Betty Davis eyes.
Yeah.
Okay. He wrote a song for Kim Carnes, and he went to the studio and did it as a demo, but he didn't finish. I think he didn't finish the vocal, but it was for Kim Carnes. Okay. And the fella who was working with him on there said, you know, the song was called Being With You, by the way. Mm. Okay. Remember that?
I do remember that.
And the fella working with him said, you ought to put, you ought to have that, save that for yourself. Put your voice on and say, no, it's for Kim.
Okay.
And then they kind of went back and forth a little bit and said, no, I'm not doing it. It's for Kim. So then the guy, he kind of went in through the back door and said, I need some help. What studio, can you, I'm going to the studio over here. Can you come and help me over at the studio? He said, yeah, okay, come on in. Help me. So we got him somehow. He was saying something like, I'll cut it or whatever, but can you put this vocal on it? He said, okay, I'll put the vocal on it, because he thought it wasn't going to, and he had to do that to get him to hear it for himself.
That's an amazing story.
Mm-hmm. And then so they had to put it out because, yeah.
Did Kim ever do the song?
Not to my knowledge. Whoa. I have to look that up.
Wow. Which leads me to this. The songs, did he write these songs on this album?
On Gasms, I will look that up. It's my presumption that he did.
Yeah, this is what I'm thinking. Because I see a common theme in his songs here.
Of course.
And, you know, and I'm going to play some more music. We'll come back with more information. Okay. Hey, guys, gals out there, wherever you are around the globe, let us know. If you like The Buzz, StudioWBuzz.com, StudioWBuzz.com, let us know, okay? Now, many of you have my number, so you can text me, 909-910-0265. 909-910-0265. And the professor's friends, you guys have his number as well. So just let us know how we're doing. And you can check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. It's either StudioW_Buzz, StudioW_Buzz on FaceTime, William A. Brown, Studio W in parentheses, let's say Twitter as well. Buzz Jams. I believe it's Buzz Jams. And then Studio W Buzz on Twitter, I believe. Okay. Or Studio W Buzz. Type all of them. Okay. Or LinkedIn. Better still, why don't you go to, the apps. Go to your app store if you're an Android user, and just, Play Store, and just download Studio W. Put a space in between. Studio W. Apple is simple. Studio.W. From your Apple App Store. Available on Google Play, Apple CarPlay, and Alexa, and always the website, StudioW.Buzz, StudioW.Buzz. All right,
and,
Professor?
Something I do want to say before we get to the next cut. This is a concept album, okay? This is a concept album. And for those who don't know, a concept album is a complete production that tells a story. Or with the intention to tell a story or theme. It revolves around a theme, and you don't have to think twice on what the theme is here. Yep. And already the media is calling this album controversial.
Oh, okay. That means it's going to sell.
Yes.
Okay. It's gotten somebody's attention, hasn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. You know, I media, mind your own business, okay? If you did that, you'd do a better job. Okay, but anyway, and be constructive, because like I said, I did like, Gasms, okay? Some of you, and you guys can vote on it yourself tonight. That'll be fun. I love that song, How You Make Me Feel. And this last one, okay? Let's see, I Wanna Know Your Body. And, so, now that one, had 3,577 plays so far on Spotify. Again, I don't know.
Did we play that?
We just played I Want to Know Your Body.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was the third one on the list here.
Okay.
And I have, I've got, let's see. We have 4 through 9 left to go.
Okay.
Hey, guys, let us know. StudioWBuzz.com. Hey, look it. I haven't said this in a while. This is musicology with a heavy dose of serotonin.
Serotonin.
That's right. And so the professor and I, what we do, we dig up the gems and we serve them to you on what, professor?
A silver platter.
Be right back after this Monday Night Madness. I'm going to stop it right there. Yes, yes, yes. Mm. I like that. I like the whole composition. That subtle bass guitar in there, the piano, smoke it. Dude.
Now.
I keep calling you. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. You know, my favorite before that was How You Make Me Feel. And so it's a toss up between those two right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now. Some of you love Gasm, and that's okay too. And that's fine. And hey, I don't dislike it. But you know, if I, have to judge, and I'm being, hey, I have to be honest about this, okay?
Be honest, man.
Okay, fairness. Now, Some like tea, some people like tea, some people like coffee, so that doesn't mean anything.
That's right.
I just have one opinion.
What?
And I want to be fair, be honest. Overall, so far, I do like the album.
Yeah, okay. Man.
But I'm going to like some songs better than I like others.
Of course. That's all of us. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So anyway, man, oh man, oh man. And you mentioned something earlier about there is a theme here and it's obvious, you know, mm-hmm. the theme. And so that's why I was thinking that Smokey, do you have any information? Did he write these?
The credit that I am getting thus far is as far as the production of music, mm-hmm. the personnel, it is him.
Mm.
And a drummer.
Wow.
Now, I'm
of course,
still,
okay, well, he had to fill in, and that's okay.
But
because,
you know, what,
you know, they have to fill in, and they can have other musicians just, you know.
But we have this technology now that one person can just, you know, do it. You know, you have Pro Tools, GarageBand, all of these different types of recording software. You know, last week we talked about Band in a Box. Feed the software what the chords are.
And you got a song.
And you got a song, which may be the case. Now, I'm still looking, but the credits that I see... The credits I see here are Smokey Robinson, vocals, production, Ricky Lawson, drums, J.J. Blair, mixing engineer.
There you have it. Okay. All right.
2023, folks.
2023. I might have to change my mind about a few things. Absolutely. You back. This is Monday Night Madness. Hey, we're having a blast as usual. Hope you guys are. And tell your friends about it. Don't keep it a secret, all right? Just let us know how you like the album. This is the Smokey's latest and newest release last Friday called Gasms. Yeah, you already all kinds of gasms. Okay. All right. Anyway, let's do this. This is Roll Around. See what we have.
Oh, that's beautiful. Every day, I can't wait till the time rolls around when I can be with you.
Whenever my day seems hard and totally wet, when I feel like I put on God, nothing back. I can't wait to get back to my sugar shack, where I know you lay me down. I can't wait for our time to roll around, roll around.
Okay, I'm gonna have to stop the presses again.
And I found out some new things.
Oh, I bet you did. That song, Roll Around, folks, if you just tuned in, I'm gonna pass it over to the professor in just a few seconds here. If you just tuned in, you're in for a treat. I'm telling you right now, because this is Monday Night Madness. Monday Night Madness at its finest. And we are so happy to highlight Mr. William Smokey Robinson and his brand new release, his brand new album is called Gasms. And I'm telling you, we've gone, let's say, 1 through 5 in that order, right, on the album. And there are 9 songs on the album. And so far, I really like this album. Boy, it's going to be a tie here between I Keep Calling You, Roll Around, and How You Make Me Feel. Okay, the other two on that list is Gasms and I Wanna Know Your Body. And so the thing about, I tell you what's really great about this is that sometimes you may hear a song the first time and you may not, you say, okay. All right. I've heard 3 out here that I says, whoa. Now who knows, when I hear this again and I go back and hear the other two, I might hear something different.
Sure.
It's happened to me before.
Sure. Okay.
I remember when Luther Vandross first put out, what's this song that I really didn't like when it came out? It was when he changed up, and I'm trying to think of the song, but I did not like it.
Wow.
And then after listening to it for a while, I grew to love it.
Okay.
Okay, I'll come up with that later. Okay. But anyway, you have new information.
Okay. Ricky Lawson, the drummer.
Okay.
He passed away in 2013. So this just goes to show he has been working on this for a very long time. Through a period where there was like a lot of demo work. There were stacks of demos, one reporter mentioned. This is his first album in 14 years of new material. Okay. First album of new material in 14 years.
Amazing.
Okay.
And Ricky passed away in 2013.
2013. 10
and so
years ago.
It was he and Smokey that collaborated.
Right.
Along with the engineer?
Along with the engineer. Now that last song you just played, Roll Around, there was a female voice in there. So there was another musician. So I am trying to get, see, Planet Earth, with this album brand spanking new, it's difficult to get this information. It's really amazing how this information isn't out there already.
Well, you know, and so he took 10 years to finalize this.
Probably more than that. It's probably more than that that he's
and
been
just finally.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, huh? Okay, I guess timing is everything. All right. Oh, boy, we got more Smokey Robinson. We have more information coming to you shortly. But I had to stop that song. I had to stop that one. We've got more because we're honoring. This is a tribute to Mr. William Smokey Robinson. Just an excellent performer. Well, actually, more singer. He's known more for his singing than his performing. Even though I did see... okay, I'm not going to date myself here. I saw it, in the archives.
Okay,
let's do this. Let's move right along. Okay, Smokey Robinson, Beside You.
Oh, story behind that. Okay.
Very good. Oh, let's check it out. Oh, man.
inside you. That's where I want to be forever. I'm like a soul lost in the river, searching for a helping hand. Ooh, I love you. Yes, my dear, that's why I need you. Please don't leave me bewildered, sad and blue. Make all my dreams come true. Each night as I lay sleeping, I see no one but you. I know if I should bore you, you'd find somebody new. Wish you joy, but if you found your new love made you sad and blue, always remember there's a place in my heart, a place in my heart for you.
Besides you, that's Smokey Robinson. Hey, if you guys are just tuning in, I know some of you are because I just refused to receive a few text messages. Hey, Mr. Vail Omar, thank you. Hey, speaking of golden voices, folks, Mr. Vail Omar, if you haven't listened in on the few interviews that I had, I think we've had about maybe three, Vail. I know we had some technical problems one time. The last interview was just outstanding. It was clear, crystal as clear as crystal, right? But anyway, Mr. Vail Omar, folks, you could shut your eyes and think you're listening to Sam Cooke. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm serious about that. And I'm just so proud and privileged to be associated with him. And we play his music often on this network. And we have a few other talented individuals Shucks, man, we have Mr. David Prescott. Now, David just moved. What, David, did you move to Missouri? Okay. But anyway, David Prescott, incredible, incredible. I think you've heard him before.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I mean, his voice. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. And then we have none other than Derek the Change Man Smith. And I just want Derek the Change Man Smith. Well, he's the professor's laughing because he knows this gentleman.
Yeah.
He knows this gentleman. And we're talking about a singer, a songwriter, a musician, a comedian, and a preacher.
Right. And judging from the show a couple hours ago, he's in Cheatersville, Virginia tonight.
Yeah, folks. Okay. There are no stop signs, so you could, you know.
And there really aren't.
Oh, you know, I believe that.
I know.
Okay. Yeah. You've been there. Oh, we're just kicking up and having a great time. This is Monday Night Madness. So, and what I'm getting to is just tune in every day. There's always something going on, no matter who you are, where you are, whatever time it is. There's either some music going on or one of our great, great shows. We're talking music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, new artists, interviews, and a whole lot more. Okay, just check it out, okay? Got a brand new segment also, Professor.
Let me tell you a little bit about it.
Mm-hmm. It's called cultural excellence in business, you know, in music, in art, or entertainment. And we want to cover all spectrums and what we're doing each and every, I think that's on Wednesday nights now. Yeah, Wednesday nights at 8:15. Okay. Just tune in and we're going to showcase a particular business. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we want to also, and I hate this word, but I'm going to use it just for the sake of this broadcast. We really want to support minority business, if you get where I'm coming from.
Yes.
Okay. And also community projects. If you're involved in the community, in a helpful way, we would love to interview you. Now, I tell you, so what we do, we incorporate that along with some music. And so, Professor, there's someone I want to interview, and we'll talk, and you introduce me to her, this lady, and we want to talk off the air on that and see if we can interview her.
Osamundo.
Yes, I agree. Absolutely. It's what he said. And so, but anyway, so it's about, and we have an interview. Last week, we interviewed Mr. Haywood Watkins, okay, from Haywood's Hair Images. Mm. Right here on Sims Avenue, just a few blocks away from the station, right? And,
right.
And he, has been in the, cosmetology, what's the proper term?
Cosmetology industry, yes.
Cosmetology, yes. And just a brilliant 54 years in business. How would you like to have a business that will last you that long? Well, it has to be. Now, he was in the interview, and I'm saying, now, what do I do? How to make this interesting, this interview interesting with a cosmetologist?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so what we focus on, the examples that he used that would be a great, I would say, a blueprint on how to be successful in any business.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's some things that has nothing to do with your business that on the outset that can make you a success, meaning knowing your customer, okay, treating your customer fairly,
okay,
being honest, mm-hmm, okay, and also your charisma, meaning, and I don't, you know, in a word, be genuine, okay, and let
that's
the client know that they are welcome.
That's
now,
it.
These are things that you can use in any type of business.
That's right.
Okay. But anyway, we talked about that. Then we start talking about the more intricate details of that industry. And I found it fascinating. And so we incorporate that with music and then come back, you know, and then we talk a little bit, then more music, you know, to keep everything flowing.
Okay.
And it was outstanding. So,
wonderful.
Okay. And then in October, we're going to interview the Richmond Fire Department.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're going to do that. And, October is fire, Fire Safety Prevention Month.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
God, man.
Okay. I have a couple of people I need to talk to, but I already got an okay from the chief. Matter of fact, I'm going to give these guys a shout-out, too, in case you guys are listening. Okay. It's right here on Sims Avenue, and it's the, Station 17. Okay. And the A shift came over last Sunday. It was a false alarm. Okay. But anyway, I had a chance to meet, five gentlemen, they're from the fire department, and they were just absolutely great. And on the way out, the, chief, as he says, you know, October is fire prevention month. What I didn't know. He said, how would you like to interview us? That's wow. How it happened.
That's it. Okay. Yeah.
So they're going to be on a Wednesday night also, because it's also about community involvement, public service announcement, you know, things of that nature. Oh boy. And then I have one other person I'm going to talk about on the other side that will be with us next Wednesday, not this coming, which is the 3rd, but on the 10th.
Who?
Okay, I'll tell you that on the other
side. On the other side. Can't wait.
Okay.
Man, you've been working on this.
I have been.
Okay.
All right.